nothing but net.
For the win, it's good. LeBron James at the buzzer.
Deep shot.
Nothing but net.
I'm gonna echo. I'm gonna need you to back up.
James Harden with a buzzer beater.
Bryant fires away.
It's good. 3-pointer for Kobe Bryant.
Nothing but net.
We live, baby.
Yeah.
Yes, we are live. Welcome, guys.
What's up? Niazi?
How y'all doing?
Niko fiti.
Fiti.
Oh, man, I've missed you guys, man.
No, we are not going down that line ever again.
I don't care whether you miss me or not, but I missed you.
Andy.
Whatever you do,
Andy,
that
no, please.
Malik, I missed you. How are you doing, Malik?
I'm busy, bro.
You fine, thank you.
Niko salama.
Mbono jajibu yu aspect ya kumiss.
Mbono ni intis na yo.
Why don't you miss him back?
No, I saw him
this morning.
No, let me be vexed about
no, but you should be telling, Andy, I missed you too.
Why are you vexed about
No, I'm just concerned. I am just acting as a concerned
patch. Okay, then, I missed you, Austin. I miss you. Not even missed.
How are you guys doing? Are you okay?
Niko salama.
I saw you guys were playing football over the weekend. How was that?
At least you got some ball action.
Yeah, but then he was
you didn't.
But then disclaimer, guys, he was representing another podcast.
Wow.
Another podcast reached out to me. So as a representative of this podcast
podcast. That's what I'm saying. You are there, you're not representing nothing but net
from you weren't representing us.
No.
Oh yeah,
no,
so,
no.
So what? From, I cheated on basketball. So what?
No, as in
you can't even.
I'm just saying,
even if you're cheating on us,
what you did out there,
at least be good at it.
Oh my God! Wow!
Be good at it.
Yes, exactly.
That's what you're trying to say.
If I suck at football, I suck at football. So what? So what?
Just stay on your lane.
No, so what? Bro, me just went to give guys some good entertainment.
Was that how you kick your balls?
And numbers.
Was that how you kick your balls?
Yeah.
Lousily like that?
Yes, very. Because I'm good at using my hands, bro. And I use bigger balls.
Balls.
yeah. Any more questions, Your Honor?
No.
Anyway, this is not that kind of podcast. We're a basketball podcast. Yes. Andy Young is my name and this is nothing but net. I've got my brothers with me.
Malik, aka 6'4".
And Austin.
And
why
Austin.
Didn't you touch me, Andy? Why didn't you just touch me? You just touched Malik,
giving him assurance, because
giving him that TLC.
No, you know why?
You're not giving me that TLC.
Yes,
why?
Yes.
And why am I not getting that TLC? That,
as if that's not enough, I'm putting you up on fraud watch. As if that's not enough.
Oh
that's why
we were
starting the pod. Did you see how I started the pod with so much love? I was so happy. I was so jovial.
But no.
Let me come and rain on your parade. You know. Oh, Malik, why are you not responding back to that? I miss you. Oh, and he can't even answer back to I miss you.
Okay.
So, no.
I'll take it.
Tumemaliza my feelings.
Yeah, like your girl did last weekend.
Oh, my tree hasn't been hugged for far too long.
Exactly. Yeah, from me, not from you.
What kind of shit is that?
Austin, speechless.
Jesus.
Aya, guys.
Where are we starting off?
What do you guys think? What do you guys have ready for today? A few.
Let's start with Uncle Drew.
Yes, please.
You're being ejected,
Drew.
Yes.
Yo, by the way, Bongo Clat Mazi. I respect the fact that you find the N word to be derogatory.
Yes.
But this is the culture, bro. We don't use it as a derogatory term.
But Andy, you see, there are so many people who went through atrocities.
Wait. None of us were there, bro. None of us went through that kind of slavery, bro. And that's why it's a difference in opinions. That's why when Dennis Schroeder used the N-word, Kyrie got vexed.
Yeah.
But I feel like this had more to do with the game and them respecting each other as opposed to him using the N-word, because how many times has the N-word been used when Kyrie is on the court?
I'm sure on a daily, even when they're training and all that.
Exactly.
But I took issue with the, if you watch the clip, it seemed like Schroeder apologized, but Kyrie went on.
Kyrie escalated the whole thing.
This is why my man needs to ban Sage before the game, but y'all won't let him. If he needs a weekend away with the family, let him have it.
How many weekends is he going to have?
As many as it takes. He's a superstar. Uh-huh. He needs it. Give it to him.
Now he claims we should stop using the word.
I'm sorry, bro, but that's why I draw the line. Because, and that's why I'm saying it's a difference in opinion, because mm-hmm. there's people who are of the opinion that, or the school of thought that, this being a derogatory word in the beginning
yeah.
and being used against us, uh-huh. we can embrace it and make it a powerless term for them, so that they can't use it against us and hurt us with that.
Okay.
Because we are using it as a cool term right now
okay.
to refer to my fellow mate.
Mm-hmm.
So we got that power from them. But see, that's not how everyone sees it. Kyrie being one of them. If he feels like it's disrespectful, then we have to respect it. But bro, don't cause a scene like that on
you
the
see,
court.
You see, I think I'm on Kyrie's side.
Okay.
I see it from a first generation African American who is seated in lockdown, deep in lockdown,
mm-hmm.
and watching Schroeder call Kyrie a Negro. Whilst them, they went through that firsthand, cotton plantation and all that. And here you find there's a person who just throws that word there, giving the white people that authority to actually be able to call
Austin,
them that.
Austin,
what?
You're a hip-hop fan.
That's how I see it. I am a deep hip-hop head.
Uh-huh. And
then act like one, bro.
But I
act like one.
You're in the sports scene. You're a role model to so many kids.
Okay, let me ask you this then to understand you better. When you say you are on Kyrie's side, what exactly do you mean? What are you saying? Are you saying that the N-word is a derogatory term that we do not need to use? Or Kyrie was in his rightful place to act the way he did or react the way he did?
His reaction was obviously out of place. But I feel that the NBA needs to rein down on the use of the N-word. It needs to rein down on that.
Why?
Because every other Tom, Dick, and Harry will now be flinging it.
I'm sure they do already.
Even the white folk will be flinging it now very easily.
If they have a pass.
No, they don't have a pass. Why should a white person call me nigger? Why? Why should they call me that?
Hey, let's not take away from the situation. This was Dennis Schroeder. Did you see the look on Dennis Schroeder's face? Kyrie responded the way he did. He was like, hey, relax, bro.
Easy, this is not
harmful. I don't mean any harm calling you this. It's a term of endearment. Like, hey, yo, you're my nigga. YG has a song called My Nigga. Wheezy is on the remix and everybody else. Even Nicki Minaj. My nigga. So you can't tell me that the NBA should water down the use of the N.
This is the same nigga, Austin please. In all the episodes of the podcast.
Thank you.
Has used Thank the word. You. Generously.
That's, no.
Very generously.
You're allowed to change. You're allowed to...
Oh, so now your perception has changed?
Dynamicism.
Okay, so now
versatility.
Did I do that? Kyrie says we should drop it.
Such a terrible liar. Oh my God.
Kyrie says we should drop it. You said you're agreeing with Kyrie.
Yeah.
So you're also dropping it.
Yeah, I am dropping it.
Okay, like sour. Your girl's panties.
Okay, sour.
Pause.
Ah, yeah. Yeah, I have something I want us to talk about.
Mm.
It came up in episode 11 when you're talking about Shaq's criticism of Donovan Mitchell.
Okay.
When he said that Mitchell doesn't have what it takes
to go to the next level.
To go to the next level, yeah.
I remember that.
Yes. Yeah. And so after this, the Jazz have done pretty well. Top of the East. Sorry, they're top of the West and top of the league in general.
Yes.
Do you guys think this criticism helped? Because Homie is averaging 26 points, 4 rebounds.
Both of you were the ones who were saying.
I asked you whose man is this. I told you.
Big up to Austin. Austin was the only one who agreed with Shaq.
Yes. He doesn't even want his accolades, bro.
Oh, okay.
Fraud watch. This is fraud.
Effortlessly.
It's a fraud. Bro, he doesn't even want his flowers.
Yeah.
Okay. I'll take them.
Oh my goodness. Yeah,
so do you guys think this was a factor?
Okay. Can I say something?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'm going to say it either way. Was it 2 days ago? I was somewhere and there was a group of guys who were having a conversation about things back in school. Like we've all had our experiences with teachers saying 1, 2, 3 things, and we've had rappers talking about, my teacher said I'd never amount to anything, I'd never be anything, I'm a loser, mm-hmm. and all that. And actually, no, this wasn't a group of people. I think this was a podcast I was watching on YouTube, Chucky Online.
Mm-hmm.
The man them were chopping it up, like, do some teachers or do some people do these things intentionally? Because look at Shaq. Shaq has been given every damn petal that he deserves, not even flowers, to the petal that he deserves.
Yeah.
And everybody knows how great of a player he's been.
Mm. No doubt.
For him to come and say, and from someone who's struggled in the game, everybody knows Shaq couldn't shoot a free throw to save his life.
Yeah.
To becoming one of the most dominant players ever. Someone who's been through the transition from, I don't know, bottom barrel trash to one of the best ever.
Yes.
To tell Donovan Mitchell, who is in a team that's leading in the league and in the West,
yes,
an amazing player, that he doesn't have what it takes to go to the next level. Till today.
Yep, doesn't sit right.
Yeah, like.
Actually.
Yeah, he said, Shaq said what he said, but.
Nah.
Really?
Yeah. You remember what Bron said? There's a difference between constructive criticism and soft hate.
And soft hate, yeah. Yes.
This felt a lot like soft hate.
Can we add a third, what, I don't know, option
mm-hmm.
to that? Like, what if this is someone doing something intentionally because their how they show you love is being that tough love. You know, like that's their love language.
And
like, you know what? If I just give him, you know, his usual, yo, no, but, what, that was a great
no,
game.
No, but bro,
oh,
as in,
blah, 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 blah,
Andy,
blah,
you
blah.
Took, you took the words right off my mouth. And that's, imagine that's what I said. Shaq was giving Donovan Mitchell tough love because he saw a spark in him. And the only way that he could pass that message wasn't going to rosy up to Donovan and say, you know what, you've had a good game. I liked your attack on the paint, but you need to work on probably your 3 points. No, he needed to like rain on his parade and say, you know what,
the
bro,
words, you do not have what it takes.
You don't have what it takes.
A pro bowler, a pro bowler.
Listen, let me finish. Let me learn. You don't have what it takes. But Donovan Mitchell took that as positive criticism. He said, okay.
Okay.
He took it.
No, by the way, we are assuming he did. We are assuming this is a factor. We are just assuming.
He took it as.
I mean, you're looking at his numbers.
Yeah, his numbers.
His numbers bad.
His numbers are decent.
Decent.
His numbers are decent, yeah. 26 points. He's averaging 26 points, 4 rebounds, and about 5 assists.
Could be better.
At least for the assists, could be slightly higher for his position. But yeah.
He's 21 points per game.
26
points per game.
Yeah. That's an improvement.
Rebounds. 4 rebounds, yeah. 5 assists.
He's actually one of the best then. Because if you look at him at that particular point in time, Shaq wasn't seeing any spark at the moment. And he knew that Mitchell was, he's one of the greats.
On the contrary, what if he saw that spark? But I think I'm more inclined to, you know, side with Austin here.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm looking at it maybe a little bit differently. What if he's seen that spark? And like I'm saying, Shaq doesn't want to be in that bandwagon that's just praising Donovan Mitchell. Like, who's going to be that guy, apart from his coaches
mm-hmm.
and his managers,
yeah.
who's going to be that authoritative figure in the game, tried and proven, tried, tested everything, that's going to poke him and go like, don't get comfortable.
You sound a lot like Austin from episode 11.
No.
And as I'm saying, I'm more inclined to side with him, but I'm looking at it a little bit differently. Yeah.
Okay, he wants
like
to stand out.
He saw that spark, yes, but he's like, I have to fuel it, but it's not gonna be the best feeling. And it's not gonna seem like
he needed to rip that band-aid.
Okay.
Like, I wouldn't be surprised if Shaq came out, I don't know, after this season, say they emerge in a parallel universe, they emerge number one in the West, and they win the league. The championship. Shaq comes and goes like,
that was
he
me.
Needed it.
That was on
he
me.
Needed it because Donovan Mitchell is not someone you can attack at certain points, like work on your free throws, work on your, you know, your shooting, work on your shot, work on your passing, work on your court vision. No. he's got that.
Yes.
His is a mentality thing. It's a spirit thing. So he needs that level of pushing, not the usual that you need to wake up earlier, put in more hours on the court. Nah. Mm-hmm. So yes, I'm more inclined to believe that Shaq didn't really mean that. He's just trying to motivate him.
Okay.
In a very weird way.
Yeah.
Yes. Are we talking about Los Angeles Lakers? Please.
Are we?
We have to.
What are we saying?
We need
about them?
To.
We need to talk about you guys.
Yes, please.
You
tell
are
us.
Very, very, very loud towards the end of last week, or is it early this week? Yes.
Yeah.
And now,
was it
not
on,
so loud,
on Sunday morning?
When you guys played against New York Knicks.
Yeah, this morning.
One of the biggest threats
in the East.
The biggest, not really.
One, I said one.
One of the biggest.
One of the biggest threats, nah, not
what
really.
Happened?
Knicks
not
is really.
What happened?
The normal
excuses.
Didn't show up like they did versus Brooklyn.
Don't tell me they didn't show up. You can't talk about the guys who were not there because they did not play the game. Let's talk about what happened.
What happened?
Not what did not happen.
See, I'm saying our players didn't show up like they did.
Oh, like yes. They showed up at the court, but they didn't
show up.
I've heard you say like your star players didn't show up.
No. Our star players out for a while. We beat Brooklyn without them. No issue there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so I don't know what's up with these guys. They're kind of wishy-washy.
Exactly. I can't trust your team. I can't really trust your team right now.
No, but okay, during regular season, I don't think I can. Mm-hmm. But once you get to the playoffs, I think...
At this rate, do you guys think you're ever going to make the playoffs, really?
I mean, bro, we are. Easy. Easy.
They're going to make it to the playoffs. That's not a problem. But yeah. The inconsistency is... the New York Knicks beat you guys the other day. 111-96.
This morning, actually, yeah.
Was it this morning?
It was this
yesterday.
Morning.
Yesterday.
Yesterday?
Yes. It was yesterday
Tuesday.
Morning.
Oh, sorry.
Because I'm getting confused over here.
Okay, sorry.
Yes. Huh? Yesterday, you guys lost to the New York Knicks.
Mm-hmm.
And the conversation that's been going around is, of course, you know, key players, not there, blah, 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 blah. First of all, before we move on, your thoughts on the game against New York Knicks?
Objectively.
Against New York Knicks, we started off well. The game was pretty tight for most of it. Like, I remember I think halftime was about 54-56 or something thereabout.
Mm-hmm.
Third quarter, we just lost it. We were missing threes. We were being out-rebounded. I think Drummond was sort of overwhelmed by Julius Randle at some point.
Okay.
Yeah, because he didn't... I'm not really feeling Marc Gasol's impact, really.
He's feeling like he's playing out of position, actually. Drummond was an addition to the team, but he came as a threat to Gasol's position.
No, exactly.
So he's feeling pushed out and left.
Yeah.
And eventually, he knows that he's going to be completely squeezed out.
Bro, now,
as a player, his morale
now,
is going to...
No, listen. If he had a winning mentality to do this, he was injured versus the Nets.
Mm-hmm.
Drummond bossed that game. We won that game. No one expected us to win. You come back versus the Knicks. Man, put up a decent game. Put up a decent game. Because Drummond is already showing his worth. I know it's early days. We won't get wiped about it, but he's looking like a really solid acquisition.
I don't know, bro. I don't know. I really don't know. I feel like at the end of the day, yes, as a player mentally, you can only go so far.
Yeah.
But being a player and being part of a franchise is not just you showing up on the court with your talent and with your, you know, your skills and with all the energy and the psych and, you know, the winning mentality, it's not enough. I feel like even from the franchise, you need to see love coming from them. And this is why some players don't have any issues moving from one team to another.
Because
they're like, hey, yo, that other team is ready to appreciate me. Like, they want to play with me. They want me to play for them.
So over here,
I'm not being treated well.
So Lakers are not giving Gasol any sort of love, and that's why he's lackluster.
No, I'm not saying that.
His lacklusterness is what is not making him have playtime. It's not the other way around.
It's because Drummond being added to the squad eliminates his role in some sense. Cause
and if you watched our games before Drummond's acquisition, I think our backroom was justified.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. I agree with Malik on that. But I again, I don't know about your inconsistencies.
Okay, you're on and off. You're hot and cold. You keep blowing hot and cold.
You'll see a lot of that before
the playoffs.
I'm sure.
It's okay, but I'm also not okay. I'm choosing not to look away from this.
Andy, have you realized the way their defense is so shaky?
And right now, it's
our defense is fourth or fifth in the league, bro.
Right now. That's so far. But lately
you're giving away points very easily.
I agree with you, Austin. Yes, lately. Okay. You guys have a solid defense. Sikatai, when you have a healthy squad, when you have a full squad.
Yeah.
Apo Sikatai.
Okay.
Suns. Nothing. Yo, let me tell you about the Phoenix Suns. The Phoenix Suns need to let go of the point guard.
Why?
He will never win a ring if he's in the Phoenix Suns.
Why?
He's about to retire. He needs a ring. Either Lakers or just come to GS, bro. No, too many guys.
Yo, you mentioned
a winning team.
You mentioned GS. I saw on a website today in the morning. You guys are looking to cop the claw.
Yes. Can you go to that really quick?
Wait,
to the Clippers.
No, this is red herring, bro. Let's finish with this guy first.
Okay.
He's taking
he's running away from the Suns.
Yeah, yeah.
Sunset.
Yeah.
But no. We are not the Sunset anymore.
I believe that you're not, but Chris Paul is
he is in his sunset years. That I will not take the fact away from that.
And your team is not gonna reward him.
We are.
We are playing
as a unit right now, Andy.
Sikatai. But this is the thing.
He's the piece that we've been missing. He's the leadership that we've been missing in the background.
I don't deny it. I do not.
So you claiming that you want him out of our team, you see, that's denying us that opportunity.
Yeah, that's a coping problem. Because you know why?
But he's not going anywhere.
I want him to get out of the Phoenix Suns because he needs a chip.
He needs a chip before
he'll
he
get it at the Valley.
He won't.
He'll get it at the Valley.
Austin,
trust
me. You guys
me.
Are not bugging a chip. Wait. Let's not run. You guys are
trust
not bugging
me.
A chip.
Trust me, Daddy. Trust me.
I need to look at Chris Paul's contract. I need to look at Chris Paul's contract.
You won't find it on Twitter or Snapchat.
I was actually taking Google. Google. But okay, what do you think? I believe that in Phoenix Suns,
don't be a yes man. Don't be a freaking yes man.
I know Malik for a lot, but one thing he's not is a yes man.
The Suns are not winning a chip, bro. It's as simple as that. The Suns, the Jazz.
You're just plain simple hating.
No,
we're being very.
I'm talking about you, Malik. You are hating.
Okay, I'm not saying the Suns won't win the championship. The Lakers will. Is that's what hating, Cindy? That's how that works. That works.
This works. This works.
That works, right?
This works as well.
You were saying GSW
copying
in the claw.
Yeah. Yes.
Why not?
Because he's a free agent at the end of this season.
And he's the fun guy.
Jeez. So does he stay?
He's my role model.
Wait, does he stay or does he leave? First of all,
he stays. No, he leaves. Okay. He leaves.
Okay, let's have two scenarios.
For purposes of rebuilding in the Bay Area, he leaves.
Okay, let's say, for instance, the Clippers win the championship. Does he stay or does he leave?
He leaves.
Leaves.
He leaves.
And if they don't?
Leaves.
So either way, you are
leaves.
Leaves. Out.
Yeah.
Why? Just leave.
Okay, no,
I'm not a Clipper fan, but I'd love him to win something there because he won a chip at Spurs.
You miss him after they win.
He won a chip at Raptors.
So you miss him after they win.
And he's asked, even if they don't.
Yeah, win or not. So either way, you still want him to bag a chip with the Clippers.
At least before he leaves.
Bro, take it.
To justify his exit.
His season, Ikipita, if he hasn't bagged a chip or if Clippers don't win the championship, I want him out.
Okay, so still on the Clippers. Who has more pressure this time? Is it PG or is it
PG?
The claw?
PG.
PG has more pressure.
Yeah.
Because he hasn't shaken off that
playoff PG.
Yeah, play
pandemic.
I stopped using
pandemic P.
You guys need to let the man prosper. He's beasting up right now.
Yeah.
And I see playoff PG now starting to reveal himself.
Yes.
You know, so I believe they can make something out of this season with the claw.
Mm-hmm.
But after that, yo, just give us the mans, bro.
The claw in the Bay Area will be a solid addition to the back room. And that's something worth savoring.
Yes.
Yeah, and PJ's last three games, he's dropped 36, 33, and 29.
Good for him.
Yeah, so he's...
Those are good numbers.
Very,
very, very good numbers.
And the 33 were versus the Suns, just saying. The 33 points were against the Suns. Just saying. In case you're wondering which team
that is. Taking the piss.
Petty. Anyway, 17,784.
Steph Curry.
That's the new number. That's the number.
Mm-hmm.
And counting. This was mid-game.
Yes.
This was mid-game.
Mm-hmm.
So that's how historic this game was. So
yeah.
The most points ever scored by a Golden State Warrior have gone to Steph Curry. He's on the leaderboard.
Uh-huh.
And he's surpassed Wilt Chamberlain. I'm here for that. And might as well just put him up on my... Stargazing. Yes.
Is there?
Yeah. Okay, transition. We can get to stargazing right now.
That works, bro.
Okay, so let's go.
My,
you guys have our own stargazing.
My stargazing has to be my team, of course. It's been such a long time.
What's your team, Austin? Maybe the people
Phoenix
don't know
Suns.
Your
Phoenix okay. Suns. My team is I support the Phoenix Suns. We've been on a good roll when it comes to the games that have been thrown at us.
What do you mean? You make it sound like the commissioner wakes up in the morning and give them Warriors, give them Bulls.
But fatigue has been checking in as well. But you see the young lads, the way they've been picking up themselves,
mm-hmm.
and credit to Chris Paul for actually marshalling the side and actually bringing them together. And that's why I was actually fighting with a lot of zest towards, I was expressing violence towards Andy when he mentioned that Chris Paul needs to leave.
That's because you didn't get laid, bro. Please, don't channel that energy.
Why didn't he get laid? Is he in the streets by any chance? Is he back in the streets?
Are you?
So, as I was saying, before I was rudely interrupted.
This is a song by Zuneiko and Sawit. It's called Back to the Streets. So, the show is talking about when you're done with your man, what do you do? Yeah, put him on a leash. You're back to the streets, maze. So, Austin, like a dog, maze. Oh, took him back to the streets, bro.
Speaking of dogs, rest in peace, DMX.
Wow. No.
Wow.
Not the transition.
Too soon.
Not the transition, but yes, rest in peace to DMX, man. Mr. Earl Simmons. Yeah, forever he live in our hearts, man. And we'll always celebrate him through the music. Anyway.
Yeah.
So, that's why you were fighting me hard, bro. And
that's why he was fighting you what?
I'll allow it. You know what? I'm here for it, bro.
Okay.
I'm here for it.
Malik, what's your stargazing moment or person?
There's a certain team from Los Angeles. The Clippers.
Ah.
I'm glad.
It
was too obvious. No, you gave that away. You gave because you stopped, you paused and you looked at us because you're waiting for us to fall into the trap. Yeah, that's the mistake you made, bro.
Okay.
Yeah.
So they are the best three-point volume shooting team in NBA history.
Okay, good for them.
At this point in the season, they are shooting 42.1%. Their previous record was held by the Warriors, the 2016 Warriors, where they shot 41.6%.
Okay, that's a wake-up call. 2016?
Yeah.
Anyway, wow. Sir, we'll re-up.
Man. Yeah, so yeah, the Clippers, they are role players and they are decent squad.
Okay.
Stargazing.
Fraud Watch. Nah. Apart from Austin, times three.
times three.
By the way, I used to feature on Noisemakers list times three.
I can imagine.
Austin Otieno times three.
It makes a lot of sense. It makes a lot. You deserved it. Anyway, I'm sorry, but I'll have my namesake up on Frodo's today.
Uncle Drew.
That wasn't cool. It really wasn't cool. Yes, if you're not okay being called the N-word, there's better ways to handle it. You understand our culture. This is a black culture. You're not new to it. So I feel like there's underlying issues you need to address.
Mm-hmm.
This is me as a fan. Yeah. I have no information.
Yeah.
You know, so I'm in no right to make any demands. But I'm saying if that is the case, then bro, just talk to someone, see someone. The franchise should allow you to ban Sage by the courtside before every game. You know, have a yogi with you before you step onto the court. I don't know. Whatever works for you, bro. But for today, big of Roadwatch Mazi. Now Austin up of Roadwatch. No, actually Austin and then Kyrie in that order. Yes. What about you guys?
Austin?
My fraud watch has to be the NBA. They were called out for poor officiating by De'Aaron Fox in the Sacramento Kings game against the Utah Jazz.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And then the brother gets fined $20,000 for making that comment. Yo, you guys are human. You're making this game seem unfair when you should be calling out some certain fouls that as players, we see it. And as the fans, we see them. And then when I say, yo, you need to highlight this, I'm fine. So how am I supposed to express myself? Am I supposed to tell my coach to lodge a complaint against the NBA?
To the commissioner.
Exactly. How am I? You run to the commissioner to make a complaint.
Yeah, I tell you, Bona.
So you're supposed to call them those niggas. Those brothers out on the floor.
There he is.
How many minutes in?
There he is. What? 33 minutes in. There he is. Welcome back to the podcast. Oh, yeah, we missed you, Austin. We missed you. Like in Maduko Fraud Watch.
So, yeah, I'm calling out the NBA on. I'm putting them on Fraud Watch this week.
Okay. 6-4.
Fraud Watch this week, I'm having my man Pascal Siakam from the Raptors.
What's he done?
He had some issues with the back room, and his performances before and after that haven't really been up to par.
Okay.
Yeah, so I think as long as you have the jersey on your back, yo, bro, give it your best. And they're slightly out of the playoff contention right now, so that's risky for them, yeah. They shouldn't be in that position.
Yo, how are these injuries affecting the race to the MVP?
It's madness, because this morning Jamal Murray was injured. Yeah. Wiseman is out for the season.
Yeah, I'm like, bro, what's going on? His knee, yeah?
Yeah.
I saw that and I got devastated and I'm like, this changes everything. It does, because it's too early, bro. We haven't even gotten into the games, haven't even started.
But I think
we're warming up right now.
Like Wiseman's was sort of coming. Pause. The workload was too much. He's still a rookie. And his position is very, you get battered. You're a center. So
I think
the workload was a bit too much for him, I think.
Damn, I'm worried, bro.
Yeah.
I'm really worried. I don't know. Go on.
Because they're like teams, you can clearly see they are one injury away from like totally collapsing.
There's a question you asked Andy some time back.
Uh-huh.
Would you take up a commentating job? And I was watching it. There's a game, I think it was the Sacramento Kings and
any game,
the Jazz.
Bro, all the games.
Oh my God.
Opportunities are
millions. God.
Too
I was like, pause.
Bro,
brother.
I go through a lot when I watch even basketball.
Now I see the kind of fun that you have when you.
You know how many times I pause highlights in my house? Go like, no one? No? Okay. Cool. It's fine. Anyway, guys, let's go to the sixth man.
Yeah. Mr. Bill.
Hey, what's up?
What's up, sir?
I'm good, man. What's up, guy?
I'm easy.
Billy the Goat.
That was actually what I wanted to say.
Yo, Billy the Goat.
Yo. Don't be mistaken. There's one on Twitter that like trends a lot.
I know that one.
You're not that one. You're way too refined.
Yeah.
You're way too refined for that.
Jake, me conversations you kuwa. Me this conversation, I wasn't even there, bro. But yo, bro, what's the matter, Billy?
I'm all good, man. I'm all good. Just chilling.
Are you a goat?
Yeah, well. You know, to some people who've seen me on the basketball court, yes, I might be.
No, are you a goat, Billy? It's a yes or no question. Are you a... Just say yes or no, bro. Are you a goat?
I'm a G-O-A-T, yes.
There we go.
Yes.
Was that so hard?
Yes.
Pause.
That question has nuances. Ebu?
Ati?
That question has nuances. It has to una feature vitu hapo ndani.
When you asked if you're a goat,
yes.
Ebu asked me.
Are you a goat?
Wow.
No, I'm dealing with you.
Did you hear that response?
Yes, I did.
What was that?
And, I am sufficiently peeved.
Yeah, that was a goat bleating.
Oh,
but anyway,
God.
Billy, yo, welcome to the podcast, Mazi. This is Nothing But Net. Andy here. Of course, Malika Kwapo. Now, Austin Kwapo, Mazi. First things first, what's your team?
Me? Damn. I'm that guy. I don't have a team. Me, I'm that guy.
What?
I love this league so freaking much. You guys don't understand. I've been watching basketball for something like 20 years. You can't ask me to choose a team. I was in the Nets at some point. I was with the Knicks at some point. Just, you know what? Just, no team. No team.
Oh, wow.
Okay, then. Who is your favorite player in the league?
Right now, Kyrie, any day, man. That guy is just...
So you're a closet Nets fan right now?
Well, right now, yeah. I'm just, you know,
He's not denying.
You know, fanboy-agoning, you know.
Fanboy, that's the word that you're looking for. Okay.
No, hey, no fanboy. No fanboy.
You're not a Kyrie fanboy?
No, man. Hey, man. No, I play like him, but like, goddamn, no.
There's one fanboy here, we know.
But he identifies as a Bron hater. So he says, go Nets. That's the message he sent us.
Yes.
He identifies as a Bron hater.
Wait. Let me get this straight.
Yeah.
Billy the Goat right here.
Yeah.
Not the one on Twitter.
No.
Is a LeBron James hater.
I am not. Okay.
I love this
like
guy already.
We have screenshots, just, bro. We have receipts.
Are you a LeBron James hater or nah?
Listen, man. Listen, hate is such a strong word. I know you guys are not gonna let me live through this,
Was that clickbait that you sent the admin that you're a Bron hater to get us to call you?
In fact, no. So the admin has sent us the receipts.
Yo.
My guy, I confess for you.
Okay, sir. Listen, man. And no closet or nothing. Yeah. No closet. Yeah. But like that dude is overrated. And we
exactly.
Need to have a
say it with your chest. Say it with your freaking chest.
LeBron is overrated.
Own it. Own it.
Yo,
people need to know.
People need to know what?
Yeah. People need to know that guy
he's washed up, right?
He's dude, all of his accolades, all of them are longevity based. Boom.
Wow. And what's the problem with that?
He's just winning because he's playing the longest. I mean, like, if I promise you, if Michael Jordan had played for 20 years, no one would be talking about LeBron James at this point in time.
No.
Bro.
Legends were talking about LeBron James when he even before he joined the league. When he was in high school.
In as much as we would want to hate on him,
he is.
Let's just give him his flowers.
Even legends know Aguan.
Yeah.
Cool. I'm not saying that he's not good.
Yeah.
That's the part that people don't understand. I'm just saying he is not the greatest basketball player to ever step foot on the planet Earth. He is not.
Who is? Who is? Two questions.
Hey,
wait, Billy. Two questions.
Hey,
that question is twofold.
Yeah.
One,
yeah.
Who is the GOAT of all time? And who's
Black
the GOAT currently? Two questions.
Ooh, I like that. Two-pronged. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
But to be honest, though, I have to give LeBron his flowers. Right now, I can say he's the best player on the earth currently.
Yo, your man's Malik.
Currently, one of all time, you gotta give it to Black Jesus, bro.
Wow. You just christened him Black Jesus.
Wow. Okay.
Hey, man, don't talk about Black Cat, bro. Don't talk about Black Cat.
Okay.
Hey, no.
Okay, do you have like a split personality?
Yeah, bro. Exactly.
I'm actually torn. I don't know what.
We're confused.
We are confused, man.
Okay, so
I know. That's why I'm the perfect guy to talk to about the GOAT conversation because I appreciate both sides.
Okay.
I see that.
End of all time.
The transcendence of this man, of the king, is you can't deny it.
Mm-hmm.
No one can say that this guy hasn't done stuff that we haven't seen on a basketball court.
Okay.
No one.
You're praising him,
but you're attributing it
to
you're hating
who hates LeBron.
I'm that guy. I'm that
okay.
lawyer. Who
okay, you
like,
just
you
hate on his greatness. Is that what it is? Are you hating on his greatness?
Man. No. I get what Billy is saying. Billy is saying that LeBron, yes, he is an amazing player, but everyone is just gassing him a little bit too much. Not that he's not a great player, he is, but there's just so much gas around him.
let him prove it, you know. Let
but
him
he's
get
proven, okay, he's now, proven no, himself by winning so many championships.
Yes, Billy, I'm not with you there. He's proven himself.
More.
He's proven himself.
Billy wants
he,
more.
He needs three more rings.
What more do you need? Like Space Jam. Space Jam more. He's going to do that anyway. Come July.
Okay. Billy. Okay. Say you. Say you. Say you. Mm-hmm. Okay. Fine. I mean, if you wanna put some money on your chest. But anyway, that's neither here nor there.
Sorry. Before we conclude this,
wait.
Talk.
Did he tell us the GOAT of all time?
No. That's what I wanted to ask.
Okay.
Yeah.
Go.
Yeah. Who's the GOAT of all time?
Jeffrey Jordan.
Okay. Thank you. Why are you giving him that title?
Because,
on your opinion, yeah, why?
Because that man did things in the face of adversity, in the face of like constant bickering, in the case of like some guy in the background in a GM trying to make his life kind of difficult. He made the NBA see what he could do.
Okay.
And everyone wanted to watch him every single night, even the players.
Uh-huh.
Even Larry Bird was like, listen, man, we're witnessing God in sneakers.
Okay. Okay.
Listen, man, that's okay. Larry
okay.
Bird.
Bill, that's some big kahuna kind of talk.
Bill, I have a follow-up question.
Yeah.
So is there anything anyone can ever do for them to take that GOAT title in your eyes?
Yeah, I think they can.
What would they need to do?
I think they'd have to, first of all, just come through and dominate on a level that Michael Jordan himself did. Because everyone can understand what PER is, right? And scoring and all the stats that I could state.
Yeah.
But everyone knows when Michael Jordan was given the ball with 10 seconds left, I'm sorry, it's his game. Everyone knew. It's almost what Lillard is doing right now, but Lillard doesn't have the W's. Michael Jordan was the guy who was scared of losing so bad that, like, he outworked himself. Like, guys don't understand that the 88 season was his best, full stop. But this guy was like, listen, man, I'll come through and just steamroll the whole of the NBA. You guys don't mean anything to me. That's nothing, nothing. Paper change up IV. Besha is freaky.
Okay.
Man's really bad. Are you a player?
Yeah. Def, man. I've been playing in Kenyan leagues for the past something like 10 years.
What level?
I was in the basic level in the NBA, Nairobi Basketball League. Uh-huh. And then
Division 2.
Then I went through to Division 2 with the Baobab Blazers. That's my most recent stint.
Baba Blazers, nikina nani yo? Is it a school or just a club?
It was a club. It was a club sponsored by Bamburi from Coast. So I was playing in Coast for something like 2 years.
Yo.
And then to Kapanda to Division 2.
Nice.
Yeah, but like the team I started, the Woodley Knights, is still playing in like the lower leagues. They're doing well, but like, you know, it's a bunch of rookies and I wish them all the best. They need to push a bit. I see the love. I see the passion. I'm going to come through.
Currently,
I am coaching the Queer Basketball Men's and Women's League.
Really?
Team.
How long? How long have you been doing this?
I've been for something like 6 months now. I've been working with the head coach, James Mavisi. We've been working closely together. We're trying to like get some development out there, you know.
Okay.
Get them some new equipment. We just got some new balls and stuff like that. But, you know, we're always open for help.
Okay.
We're always trying to make the kids, you know, like, reach that next level in any way we can.
Let me ask you, Billy, you've mentioned something so close to my heart, mentorship and passing down the baton to the next generation.
I thought it was balls.
No, I said baton.
Okay.
How has the federation helped you in at least reaching out to the young people out there to actually sensitize them about basketball and making the sport be really outstanding and be out there, because as it is, it's football first, then rugby, and then any other sports.
Athletics,
kabaddi. So we kind of fall way behind the feeding trough. How are you engaging the federation in terms of mentorship?
Well, first and foremost, I was really part of trying to get Cynthia Mumbo into the chairmanship. It was in last year's election.
Okay.
This year's election. Unfortunately, she didn't get it. But yeah. All the best to the current chairman. We're hoping he can help us through a lot. What they have been doing currently is trying to just, streamline things happening with COVID and how it's really becoming tough to even train, you know, like guys aren't allowed in the court.
Yeah.
So the first thing they've been trying to do is just try and like sensitize guys on the COVID regulations and how people can keep themselves safe.
Mm-hmm.
And also like, it can be seen like the outreach, though it's lacking, and I feel like there's a bit more that can be done. But to be honest, in the past something like 2 to 3 years, I've seen a really huge uptick in I wouldn't call it integration, I'd call it involvement. Mm-hmm. Involvement in the grassroots, you know, involvement in getting kids to understand that basketball can be more than just bouncing a ball. It's a way of life, it's a culture. It's
true.
Yep, true.
Ball is life, you know?
It is.
I agree with you. Yo, do you have any questions about the league before we take it back to the NBA?
No.
So we'll be touching base with you about the league, because I'm sure you guys are in the universities league, right?
Yeah.
So you'll be giving us updates on that, what's going on. This is after the games resume.
Most definitely.
We'll appreciate that, man.
Most definitely.
All right, so back to the NBA, bro.
Hey.
Western Conference, number one and number two.
What are you talking about? What are you telling
number
me?
Number one and number two in the Western
number
Conference,
one,
bro.
Two.
Who is?
So when you're talking about the Jazz and the Clippers right now, is it the Jazz and the Jazz and the Nuggets?
You tell me.
No, he's talking about like the playoffs. Who's coming out tops?
Yes.
Number
one and number two in the West.
Who's meeting in the finals? Conference finals.
Yo, the conference is kind of tight. I'll be honest. I'm not really sure.
No, bro.
My dark horse team right now. In Portland, like to be honest, guys don't understand what Portland has. Yeah, I'm serious.
Where are they ranking at right now? Let me check real quick.
Right now, Portland
Blazers,
number six.
Damn time.
Yeah.
Okay, number one in the West or number two in the West?
Hey, I think they'd be second.
Second in the West.
I think they'd be beaten by like either. I'm taking either the Lakers or. I don't want to split hairs. Let's just say a healthy Lakers is going to win the West.
Mm-hmm.
Although the Jazz is going to give someone problems somewhere, and so are the Nuggets. So those are the top four teams I think will just shake things up in the West.
Okay. Thank you for acknowledging that. All right, East, you guys and Sixers, 76ers.
Whoa!
My man. Oh my god.
They steal Bucks. There is Atlanta Hawks. They're really pulling up their pants.
The Hawks are fourth. What?
Bro, it's Miami crazy. Heat are doing the thing right now.
Yep. Jesus, finalists. What? Last year's finalists.
Leave me alone on the East. Please. Leave me alone on the East. I don't know.
Brooklyn Nets.
Woo! Come on, that's the most complete team top to bottom in the NBA currently. True or false?
False. The Clippers are.
False. Malik said it so vehemently.
I'm living my nightmares, Malik.
The vehemence in that.
Lies.
All right, sir. Cool, sir. Brooklyn Nets followed by who? 76ers or?
I'm thinking the Bucks, man. I'm thinking like Giannis is gonna get pissed at some point and just be like, "You guys don't understand. I'm the current reigning MVP. I'm the Greek. He's gonna pull something off. I think that's what I'm betting on. I don't wanna put money on it, no.
Mm-hmm.
But to be honest, I'm thinking guys are sleeping on the Bucks because guys, what did they lack last year?
Everything.
The one thing they lack.
They lacked Giannis's winning mentality.
Yes, they only have Giannis's body.
No, it would limit the effectiveness, man. Come on. Uh-huh. And you know who they got right now. Like, I call him a top five guard in the 2010s, anywhere close to CP3. Man, that's Jrue Holiday.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
They got Jrue.
Yeah, with his max contract.
They fixed it.
We don't know yet. We don't know that yet, bro. Yeah. We don't know that yet.
Hey,
we don't know that yet.
Okay, listen to me. Listen, right?
Okay.
So they have this. Mm. They have a perimeter that can defend. They have Jrue and Dante DiVincenzo. DiVincenzo has proven it, so we can't really talk too much until we see him in the playoffs.
Mm.
But what they do have also is this guy.
Chris Middleton.
Called Chris Middleton. My God.
Middleton is a beast.
Yeah.
50-40-90. What? What?
My man is in love, bro. Okay, sir, sir. We hear you, bro. We hear you, bro, sir. Brooklyn Nets out of the East, sir.
Yeah.
All right, you good now?
Yeah, it's about 10 minutes. Yeah, that's good.
Yo, thank you so much for engaging us, bro. Veshkuru sana, Mazi.
All good, man. You guys are the best, man. Keep doing it. You guys are on fire, man. I'll keep following you guys, push you up on everything, on all the media.
Most definitely.
I appreciate thanks, it, man. Thanks, man. Kutuma salamu. Halata couple of bunnies in the streets.
Yo,
say what one. You know, Billy the God out here doing the thing.
Hey, yo. We are here. We're doing this. First of all, shout out to the Morans. They made it to the freaking popcorn.
It's true. The Morans. For sure.
Yeah, yeah. That's the stuff. Yeah, another one, Maze. Shout out to my people, the Queer Knight and the Lady Knight.
Mm-hmm.
I wish them all the best wherever they all are, Maze. What to stay safe.
Mm.
All my Kenyan people, Maze.
Say something to the honeys, bro. The show is awaiting, bro.
Hey,
address the man. Nation.
Me, I'm a chini kind of guy. I'm a dancer kind of girl. I'm a
humble class.
When I'm humble, bro.
Said every baller. Anyway, it's fine. They say they can't trust niggas who play basketball, bro.
Whoa. First of all, I know very many people who play basketball that they can vouch for. So
me. Please. No, not you.
Hey, man. Well, I'm not the proof.
Yo, my guy Cliff, we have to bounce, but they can't fit up. Bless up, bro, sir.
All day, every day. Thanks, man.
Appreciate you, man. Asante sana.
All right, thanks, man.
All right, cheers.
I like the man's energy, but we need to wrap it up, bro.
Mad. I love it.
Yo, shout out to Billy the Goat, man.
Yeah,
not the guy on Twitter.
Yep.
Yeah, anything else we need to put out there before we wrap it up?
Yes, we have a new segment on YouTube. We're calling
it. Oh, yes, the visuals are out. Yes, finally. Short caller. Tell them about it, bro. Tell them about it.
Wow. Andy.
I love energy,
tell
bro.
Tell them about it, bro.
What? Okay. So we're having a short segment on YouTube. It's basically a rundown on everything that's happening in the basketball world. Local, international, we'll have it there.
And in the girls' world.
Dropping
every other Monday.
Okay. Every other Monday?
Yes. Not every other Monday. Every Monday, sorry. Every Monday. Monday. It's a weekly segment, yes.
Okay, so. Yeah, looking forward to it, Maze. We'll put the link below.
Yes.
This is on SoundCloud and Spotify.
Yes.
We'll get the links for YouTube out there for you guys. But check our socials, Nothing But Net KE. Twitter, IG, that's our email as well.
Yeah, actually, if you go to our IG or our Twitter, there's a Linktree link there. Nice. If you click on it, you'll see all our socials, our YouTube, everything is there for you to follow.
Yeah, man. Once again, rest in peace to DMX. Rest in peace to the Prince as well. Nimeskiatwanazaniko, if you don't mention about the Prince.
Rest in peace to DMX, the end.
Exactly.
Guy,
Mr. Exactly.
Sam Hilton,
rest in peace. Yeah, we have nothing to lose.
Yo, guys, bless up, man. Until next time, take care, yo.
Out, Manze.
Nothing but net.
For the win, it's good. LeBron James at the buzzer.
Deep shot.
Nothing but net.
I'm gonna echo. I'm gonna need you to back up.
James Harden with a buzzer beater.
Bryant fires away.
It's good! 3-pointer for Kobe Bryant.
Nothing but net.